I remember as a kid standing in Kikar HaShabbos in Yerushalayim on the night of Tisha B'Av. Reb Shalom Shvadron Zichron Livracha opened up custom in Yerushalayim to get together night of Tisha B'Av to hear Divrei Seirus, and he started with that pasuk that made a tremendous impression on me, and that the voice of Reb Shalom, Shalom says, Mo Yideich, Mo Adam Eloch, Habatz Yerushalayim, Mo Ashver Eloch Vanachameich. He used to say, Besulas Basir, Ki Godel Kayom Shivreich, Mi Yirpoloch. Reb Shalom described the terrible pain of Klal Yisrael. Ki Godel Kayom Shivreich, Mi Yirpoloch. Because your tragedy is as large as the sea. Who can ever heal you? Rashi says on that pasuk, on that verse, Kishebo Tzara Alobom, when a Tzara comes to a person, Oimrim Loi, you tell the person, Af Biploini also kach. You know what? You went through, you're going through a terrible tragedy, but you know someone else also had a similar problem. And Rashi says, Tanchumim Haim Loi. That's comforting, to know that you're not the only one. As Chazal told us, so as Rabim, Chotzin Echame, there are others who also went through it, and they survived it, Nishgitolach, not so bad. But when a person goes through a tragedy, when you tell him, when you know, Mo Ashneloch V'anachamech, I can't compare to anything else. There's nothing to compare to. Such a tzore, such a problem is very difficult to comfort. The tragedy that befell Klal Yisrael a few days ago is truly one of those tragedies that we can feel that Mi Yirpoloch, Mo Ashneloch V'anachamech. There is such a loss that it's literally, the way we can see it now, irreplaceable. The Midrash says, Mi Yirpoloch, when there's such a great tragedy of that magnitude, only one can heal you. Mi Yirpoloch. Oysoy she'omru lo Yisrael al hayam, Mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can heal such a thing. No one else, and no one else can comfort. So one would say like this, you know, there are many great people in the previous generation, in our generation, that passed away. So, no, Reb Noach was a great man, but there were many great people who passed away. So why should we say, and why should we feel that strongly about Reb Noach to the degree that we can say now that it is a Yochid Bedor or a Godel Ador, in a certain way, a Godel Ador, a Yochid Bedor? As Rabbi Lord mentioned before, they will master them on Tu B'Shvat. That's something that Gdolei Yisrael normally don't do unless it's an exception, a true exception. Why? There were many others. There is a big difference. There were many great Rabbonim. There were many great Rosh Hashivas. All of them did tremendous things for Klal Yisrael. But it's hard to remember in recent history that there was one individual that so many people don't just owe him the steiging, the growth, Many great Rosh Yeshivas have taken people who were not so great in learning and elevated them to a higher level. But I don't know if anyone in our generation or previous generation can say that he single-handedly saved their lives spiritually from the dumps, from being a zero as far as Yiddishkeit goes, as far as Ruchnias spirituality goes, to revive them, to bring them from spiritual death to Chayei Netzach. I don't know, it's very hard to think of someone who had so many Talmidim and Talmidim to the thousands and tens of thousands of Machzir B'Tshuva, so many thousands of people. And in that, we can understand what Rabbi Alon said before, that Rav Shach would stand up for Reb Noach, because Reb Noach was a Yochid B'Doroi. He was a Godel Ador. And he was a Godel Ador, the top quality, so something very special. What did Reb Noach teach Klal Yisrael? In a nutshell, to capsulize because of the shortness of time, what was his godless? What did he teach Klal Yisrael? The Gemara says in Brachas Yudaled, the Gemara says that whoever is Kirei Kriyat Shema, the Lord Tzilin, someone who reads Kriyat Shema, a man that reads Kriyat Shema b'loy tefillin ke'ilu meid eidu sheker ba'atzmoy. It is as if he is testifying a false testimony. You ask why? I mean, he's becoming one of two mitzvahs. The mitzvah Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah tefillin. So he's done one of the two. No. Ke'ilu meid eidu sheker ba'atzmoy. Because he's saying Kriyat Shema and he could put on tefillin, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, and he doesn't put on tefillin, then he makes a mockery out of the mitzvah. What do you mean you could do it and you don't do it? How can you do that? How is it possible? Reb Noach taught Klal Yisrael that there is another issue which is very similar to that of Kriyat Shema b'loy tefillin. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that we say b'shas Kriyat Shema, it says V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem your God. And if a Jew says Kriyat Shema and he doesn't love Hashem b'chol levavoi u'b'chol nafshei u'b'chol ma'edoi, he's just as made sheker b'atzmoi like when he puts on tefillin. That's what Reb Noach taught us. He taught Klal Yisrael that you have to love Hashem because Hashem loves you. And because Hashem loves you, as the Navi in Malachi, the last prophecy ever given to Klal Yisrael, says that the Navi Malachi, there is a dialogue going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Ohavti Eschem Omar Hashem, I love you. And what does Klal Yisrael respond? V'amartem b'meh ahavtanu. We don't see that you love us. How do you love us? We have so many tzores, so many problems. And even if you love us, says the Malvin, in the Navi, perhaps you love us only because we are children of the others of Avraham and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka and Yaakov and Rachel and Leah and Bilazil. But maybe that's why you love us. Not because you love us, because you love our parents. Says the Navi, as the Malvin explains, Och, she says in the Pasuk of Adar, Pasuk says, Alei och Esav le Yaakov, Noam Hashem, the Oha that's Yaakov is Esav Sanasi. I love Yaakov. Esav is also a son, also a grandson of Avraham Avinu and Sarah. But I don't love him. So if you say because of your actions, because of his actions I don't like him, but still, even if a child goes bad, you still love him because he's a descendant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Raya, proof to that I do love you. That's what the Malbim explains. So that dialogue that's going on between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the last prophecy before it says Ine Anochi Shaleach Lachem Eseleinu Hanavi. It seems that that's going to be the continuous problem that Klal Yisrael feels a lot of ahave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, and therefore they are missing the Dorafta of Hashem Elokecha. They can return love if they don't feel loved. Remembering Reb Noach, and we used to speak all the time, Reb Noach said to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, and therefore you love Hashem. He demanded of us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he believed 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And just to add to the story that Alon said before about this long-haired youngster that came, I heard the story a little bit with an addition. That the original, the fellow that came into the marriage with this long-haired guy with earrings and so on all over him, said to Reb Noach that he met him at a kosher, this guy. And he schmoozed with him. And he told him that he is a grandson of the Vilna Gaon. That he is a grandson of the genius of Vilna. And Reb Noach didn't respond to that. Reb Noach was very cold to that. So the guy said Reb Noach didn't hear him. So he said again, Rebbe, this is a grandson of the Vilna Gaon. And Reb Noach didn't react. So he says, Rebbe, what is... So Reb Noach turned to him then and he says, really? He's a grandson of Vilna Gaon, very nice. That bothers you, right? But it doesn't bother you that he's a grandson of Avraham. That bothers you nicht, right? Why is he on the Yuchas? All Jews have Yuchas of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. What is he on the Vilna Gaon? Good, fine. Oh, what with the rest of Klal Yisrael? That's the message that Noach wanted to convey. Just a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was in Yerushalayim, and Reb Noach heard for some reason that I was visiting Yerushalayim, so Reb Noach sent a message to me that he would like to see me. Why would Reb Noach like to see me? So, of course, Reb Noach asked. So I came, I remember in Yerushalayim, the old city, I came to Reb Noach's office with my wife. And Reb Noach set me down. He says, I want to speak with you. He says, I heard that there's a program called Maimonides. And it is very successful. Tell me, what is the secret of the success? Tell me exactly what you do. So for 2 hours, he grilled me. He wanted to know all the details. He says, Taki, wow, this is gewaldic. We have to do something like that. And he called someone in from the manager. And I believe that later on, Eshkafe started. He was interested on any angle possible to help Klal Yisrael. That was with Noach. It wasn't a put-on. He couldn't take his sleep at night if Klal Yisrael was in danger of losing Chas V'Shalom, even one Jew. I just want to end off. A few years ago, I was zeche to visit Reb Shlomo Wolbe, Zichron Livracha. It was maybe a little more than a half a year before it was Nifter. For some reason, I wanted to speak with him, and I never met him before in my life.
So I went into Reb Shlomo Wolbe, one of the greatest Jews of our generation, and I sat down and I shmooze with him. A few minutes into the talk with Reb Shlomo turns to him and he says, in Yiddish, he says, "Ihr weißt, for was Moshiach kommt nicht? Do you know why Moshiach is not coming?" I turned white. I didn't know. One of the Gdolei Hador turns to me, if I would know. Oh boy. So he says to me, then I thought it's a rhetorical question. And he says, "Ich will sagen, for was Moshiach kommt. I will tell you why Moshiach is not coming. You know why he's not coming? Because we are not doing enough outreach, kiruv v'chayki. Because we don't reach to our brothers and sisters who have spiritual needs. That's why he's not coming." And then he pauses for a minute and says, "Ah, you're going to ask me a question. What do you mean? We are doing. Look how many organizations. Zog ich euch," he says to me, "as mit tut nicht genug. We don't do nearly enough what we need to do." That's what he says to me. And the conversation goes on. And then a few minutes again, he stops again. The same question. "Ihr weißt, was Moshiach kommt nicht?" And again, I look. "Ich will euch sagen, was er kommt nicht." And he repeats the old Roshe. Again. It happens 3 times in the course of a half an hour conversation. I don't know why he chose to say to me those words then, but I think he wanted to drill the message. He knew that we were wasting Kikiru Chokim in America, and he told me at the end, he says to me, Reb Shlomo Zatzal said to me, "I voltich you that if I would be 20 years younger, I want you to know, you know what I would do with my life? I would go knocking on every Jewish door in Eretz Yisrael for all the non-religious Jews and says, 'Please have achmanes on your life. Please study to, please come closer to Hashem.' That's what I would do with my life. But Nebuch," he says, "ich bin schon alt. I'm an old man." He passed away within less than a year later. "Ich bin schon alt. I have no kochus. But this is what I would dedicate my life to, because this is really the calling of the hour. This is what Reb Noach actually did with his life, not one, for 20 years, but almost his entire life was dedicated for that one goal, to save Klal Yisrael whenever possible. Teras emes oisem asiyo, as the Pasuk says, ve'avla le'nim tzabisfosov, b'sholom u'v'mishay olach iti v'rabi meshiv me'avoin." When Aaron HaKohen was oyev es habriyos u'mekavon latero, it says that Aaron HaKohen was mekarev outreach to people, to Jews. Let me ask you, wait, who was he mekarev? In the desert, after the revelation of Zion, after Mount Tabor, who was in the Kodesh? There was no Ishatera. There was no need, seemingly, for Sameach or Ishatera or anything. Who was in the Kodesh? And I think that we here today, over Noach, not because only he cared about the non-religious Jews, they shouldn't, God forbid, not have the pleasure of being living a Jewish life and saving their spiritual future. But we all am just as much, if not more, for the part that the Balon mentioned, the Project Chazan. He cared not about only non-religious Jews, as many people think. He was really cared about every Jew. And therefore, he cared about the children in religious schools who are already going through the system. They should not flood. This is what Aaron HaKohen did. It was Mekarev Jews, Bishachman, in their day in the Midbar. Because Mekarev a Jew doesn't mean only to take him from being not religious to religious, but to take it from being minorly involved into the major league, into the higher level of spirituality, this is no less of an obligation. And this is where you see the sincerity and the greatness of Reb Noach. He was a yochid b'dayvoy. He was a gadol hador in loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and making other people feel and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And at a time of grief like that, and at a time where the entire world is suffering so much, especially in the financial, you know, we ask ourselves, what can we do? And what is the reason for that? I don't know if anyone really can say with certainty any reason, but we can definitely see a hint in the words of the Navi, that the Navi tells us. The Navi tells us the dialogue that is the last dialogue before prophecy ceased, before the last message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael b'day HaNavim. And it says over there something which is very frightening. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael that you don't honor me, you don't love me, you don't care about me. How do I know that? So the Pasuk says that you bring korbanos, you bring offerings, but you don't do it full-heartedly. How do I know that? It's a pisayach v'seiver, you bring damaged goods. You do kindness, you do good, but it's not with a full heart. As the Torah tells us, Tachas Hashem Levatos Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha U'Tuv Levav, because he didn't do the right thing with happily. You did it, but he did it grudgingly without the joy and the happiness and the excitement of being able to be close to HaKadosh. That is the problem. So the Navi concludes again, I don't want to be long, but the Navi says, the last pasuk I think is so powerful as the Malvim explains. The Navi Malachi says, Aviu es kol ha-maser el beis ha-oitzo. A lot of people did good. A lot of people gave tzedakah. A lot of people did tremendous things. But perhaps it was not kol ha-maser. The Malvim says, kol ha-maser, lo rak es, not only the maser, es kol ha-maser. You brought maser before too. But perhaps it was not with the full strength, with a full level of commitment the way you should. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then concludes and he says, the Navi says, if of you as kol ha-maser, I promise you, says Hashem, if you really give charity to the utmost degree, with a full love, uvhononi no bazois, test me. You're not allowed to test Hashem. You're not allowed to check out. One thing you're allowed to check, if it's b'chol levavcho, if you do a kol ha-maser, if you do everything as far as charity and as far as good deeds, you do everything, with that you allow Shulchan Aruch paskens, you're not allowed to test God except with tzedakah, with maser. But the condition that many people perhaps don't realize is that emphasis of the Malbim. The Malbim explains, es kol ha-maser, bring kol ha-maser. If you test, if you give a little maser, if you do a little bit, but you leave a little bit to yourself, then you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Uvchonun is Nabazois is only if it's a view as kol ha-maser. The only way we can really, perhaps, comfort ourselves about the loss of this great giant, Rav HaGaon HaTzadik, Reb Noach Zatzal, is only if we adopt the message that he so wanted to live with us, Kol Yomov, Ve'ahavta Et Hashem Elokecha. When we say Shema, we shouldn't say Ve'ahavta Et Hashem Elokecha because it's Zman Kriyat Shema and we have to say Shema. But to really understand that if not, it's Ke'ilu Meidei Shek about it, you can't be a Jew. You can't fulfill the basic tenets of Judaism if you don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with a half, or a little bit, or three quarters. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'adecha, to be completely committed. And with that merit, I'm sure that everything will turn around to be for the best, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, v'arikosi lochem brocho ad v'li dai. In the schus of Reb Noach, that Tzar, if we commit ourselves to be Mekayim with Ahava, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to every Jew we see in the street, as the Melech so in this project in Spire so wanted that every, you go to the supermarket, you go on the train, you go on the bus, you go on the plane, you find a Jew, connect with him, love him. Don't try to get a cap in your, a feather in your cap, but not that's not the reason why you want to be the kind of you carry him, because you love him, and he's a very sweet and delicious. Imagine if you see an emaciated person, he's about to die, and you have a delicious meal right there, you can save his life, and you ignore him as if nothing happened. It's cruelty. It's not a shot, you're not a nice guy, you're cruel. That's what Noach taught us. If you see a Jew, you have to love him and care about him and say, listen, I have such delicious food. Please come and join me partake in that sweetness. Because this, umoch Hashem alekim dimo, now kol panim v'noim alamein.
I just want to thank everyone very much for coming, spending an evening in memory of Rebbe of Noach, and we'll dive in Marv now, if everyone wants in the other room.